starts out with two stones, which is approximately 15 points advantage, and he held onto it for a long time. Okay, that was it on Jujo's game. Now I'm going to go over and open a demo game, and we'll all look, we'll create a game ourselves. See you there. Pull out a game, and someone needs to shout out the coordinate for me for black. I'll play white. You guys play black. R15. Pretty unusual. Let's keep it a little regular. Q16. Okay. Next. We'll stay away from the weird ones for our first 10 lectures, then we'll get into some more interesting things. C16, sure. Someone wants the low Chinese. Everybody so far wants it. C6. One thing about the Chinese, everybody knows it's perfectly fine, high and low Chinese, but it is rather one-sided. While this much more modern, much more popular opening, black spreading his stones out over the whole board a bit more. But they're both perfectly fine. Yeah. I mean, all the three black stones are only on the top side of the board. It's fine. We're pretty early in the game. So, we basically want to finish the upper left corner or the bottom right corner. Everything else is finished. And the Chinese is one way to finish it. Shamar is another way. There's only one pro that I know about that finds this move acceptable. Most pros don't like it because the Shamar is facing the wrong direction. Okay. So we have to vote between top or left. I wouldn't be able to remember the guy's name. I just remember reading about it a couple of years back. Mostly C. Okay. Now, I can pinch or not pinch. It's completely up to me. I like pinching here. Okay, black. Someone said that a certain move is bad. I didn't see which move that was. Oh, check it out, too. What's that? F6. Oh, I don't believe that. Not in this position, he doesn't. In this position, black stones are not working together very well. If we just take C16 and put it on the 4-4, then it's okay. But down here, it's too lopsided. A lot of C3s. C4 is a bit special. C3 and D7. C3 it is. That's the most straightforward settling move here. We'll just play out to Zeki. No need to vote on that for one more street. Okay, black move. R6. Legsy. Legsy's the beginner. This is not a safe move. It can immediately be attacked. We want all that stuff to be safe. R10, possible. Okay, stop with the, I don't want to scroll, so stop. R10, Q10. No reason for censure here, so make it third line. D17. So we have two choices. Shimari front face, which is the right side. Yeah, F4 is for later. That's not time yet. Or to finish the corner on top. So, those are the big ones. K3 on that one. Everybody likes B. R9 is okay, still safe. Because if white is hacked, black can still cut it. So you can go that far if you want. But there's a lot happening on top, so we kind of like being closer to that. It's fine, but they're both playable. Okay, the votes we're getting are for A, B, A and B are the only ideas to be played. C is way too passive. And mostly what we're getting is A's. So that's reasonable. No, this isn't something we want to contact. E16. Possible locally, but it doesn't work on the board very well. Okay. Everyone's saying N17, that's correct. That's almost a must, that's a must move. White is awkward here, and we have to keep the pressure up. Okay? D14 and C13. C13's better. No reason to grow here. White's not weak enough to think of applying pressure. White's way out of the center. No way to attack. So let's keep it low and stable. Good. Okay. Square 2. Black has P10. Okay, that's enough. I don't want to scroll. P10. Q12. That's worth looking at. R13. I would say both of the three worth looking at. What else do we have? R15 is too far away. Okay, A, B, and C. C is the practical one. A is very hopeful. No pressure on white, it leaves wide open area. That's the downside. C is passive and leaves the 3-3 so open. Yeah, as much as I don't like A because it's so unpractical, it seems to be the idea. Everything else is difficult. And it gets ready to pre-invasion at R6. If I am practical, because I can just come in and live. So if I can just come in and live, it wasn't very point. Okay, my move. of trust at R9. No purpose in doing it. Yeah, it really fixed the flight that way. M15, big. And we're starting to see a little pressure when we do that too. And mark that. Q13. Big move. That's turning it into points. J2. Wrong area of the board. Not a big area. Sort of is. E13. Not much going on over there. Okay, we're going to look at it. Looks like A or B. Both of those play in a very big area. B is just for points. A is to continue some attack against white. R6. R6 is too early. There's some big areas to play in. We're getting exactly half and half on the A's and B's. Let's go with A, because at least on an emotional level, we really like how this looks. White really needs to come in, so we'll do that. Now what? Let me answer that question about the 3-3. This is a way of looking. In this upper right area, there's two distinct areas inside it, area A and area B. Area B is much bigger. So if I play 3-3, White has the choice of taking the big side. So I'm playing closer to the big area. That's why I choose this invasion point rather than the 3-3. R15. Sure. Pressure-wise, wherever White goes from there. Okay, so people are choosing between A and B, corner or outside. Everyone likes B, let's give it a shot. There's not too many Giacetti here. This is pretty much the only one that applies here. So we go through this, and it's black move. Okay, pair two for black. Invaded H16. And mark that. T8. Good thinking. B is good thinking. R13, much too small at this point. So that's beyond slow. That is way slow. M10. B is bigger than M10. M10 is two passes. L14. Let's look at L14. We wouldn't play this way because black is so strong inside. We would play this way. Now we're making a bigger area and applying pressure on white. So that's a big difference. Seeing as how black went to the trouble of making all that center, perhaps you go with B or C. and everyone's concerned about White's framework, which is a reasonable thing to be concerned about. So Black will play that. I'm White, I'll respond. And then we'll have Black play the other. So Black gets both of those. Now White has issues. How should White think about defense here? Shouldn't we fear Q8? Good question. Q8 is something to consider. We don't fear it because we're just sketching out an area, so we don't have to be afraid. Q9 isn't with anybody right now. White winning? I don't think so. Except the Black went for the center, and that's a little scary. No, it looks pretty even. H16 for White is a must, if it's here. I don't like it, because Black still comes under, right? And I feel like I wasted a move. So perhaps I'll just kick straight down. And now I have points in life. Let's do a quick count. More press from Black by H14. If we're sure it's Plente, Black looks thin when he starts that. Let's do a quick count. Let's everybody count bright. And when I give the okay, toss in, tell me what you think. So everybody count white. I'm ready, but I'm going to wait for you guys some more. I said meet. Wow, we're getting a lot of scores. From 35 to 65. 30. Someone got down to 30. Oh, did I say 30? See, now I don't remember what I had. I'm going to count my twos. So when I click on F1, that means F1 and T1. So 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12. It only goes that far to F6. Because remember, the way you count is what you have, not what you might get. And this is Black's right. So that's the boundary. Well, actually, it's here. So that's why I went 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12, 14, 16, 18, 20-ish. On the bottom, in one move, we get all the way from T3 to K4. So that's worth something. It's not about half. So I add another 2, 4, 4, 5, possibly 6 points. So that's 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12. 14, 16, 18, 20, 22, 24, 25, 26. Over on the left, 0. 26. Upper right corner is 2, 4, 6, 8. On top, 2, 4, 6. So what's that all together? 2, 4, 6, 8, and 12. 4, 6, 18, 20, 6, 4, 26, 9, 30, 2, 3, 4, 6, 8, 40. And call me, 45. Go use this. Nope, 0 points there. Why is the left 0? Because of this. zero. More black cell points there than white. Okay, 45, 2, my marker out. Okay, black area. On the S line, only about 2. Because white can come under on both sides. 2, 4, 6, 8, 10. 12, 14, 16, 18, 20. Now, how much for the center? I would put black stones. Let me show you where I would put black stones if I wanted to count. Right around in here. And that's the center I would count. That's all black has the right for. So that was 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12, 14, 16, 18, 20, 2, 4, 6, 7, about 30. Lower left, 10, 2, 4, 6, 8, 10. That's 40. Upper left, 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12. 52, 53, 54, what do white have? 45. So black looking a little bit ahead. And black's not weak. We gave white 5 points for calling. So, black center is looking nice. No doubt about it. And it's black's move. Okay, clear for black. Kingen's a vague price to play. K6. Interesting. D6. Too small. Center's huge. That little area is too small. F13. F13 is a false move. White will ignore it. White's fine. And it doesn't give black anything. J2, just too small. Gosh, so many thoughts. I can't keep them all. Okay, let's figure it out. And this is the biggest thing two players need to do, is they need to understand how to figure out moves. So it's always the same. Start with, how are your groups? Do you have any problems you want to fix? So, bottom left, this one. Now let's start with looking at groups as a whole. So general weaknesses. Bottom left is fine. Top left, fine. Black center is fine. On the white groups, how's white? Price fine, everybody. Now we're going to go through and get used to this. Let's look at specific weaknesses. I'm going to talk the black stone away. White, L, 14. It is a bad move. I don't know why we even think of that. Okay, talking with this move. White H3 has a sente value to it. If black plays away, this is a living move. So black has a specific weakness around F3. So that's one thing to consider, is that weakness, is that going to give white something? Then black has this weakness. A little scary here. Maybe black wants to play this way. In both cases, this is a perfect little cut for white. So that's two weaknesses. And the third one is here. This one's small. Just a little endgame. So So it looks like the weakness at P8 is the real issue. So let's defend while creating a big area. Like here. This is a big move. Getting ready to invade the bottom. Making sure we're not cut. Creating a center. White is a bit eager to defend. Now we have one weakness left. That's not bad. At H3, we're going to leave that. If black's going to play, black won't play this way because it leaves a forcing move. If black's going to play, it'll either be at A or B, which I'm just about to mark. These are the two moves that deal with a specific problem at hand. Okay, now we're looking for black moves. F, 5 or 6. Okay. I'm getting... That's right, it's my move. Thank you very much. Oh, and I play here. That's where you guys are playing A and B. So I go back, and B's got more of the vote. And of course you can take center too. Center's a big area. White's move here is not all that big. Because black's still come under with a monkey jump. It's just not that big. H15. Anything we do up there, yeah, that's forcing, but now we need to come back and fix it, and that allows white to come in. F5. F5 is too weak. F4 is the move. Green should quite neutralize the Aji of C6. If it starts to show danger, then white should fix it. But at the moment, nobody's close. So there's no danger yet. Maybe when it becomes big enough, that's another time to take it. Because it's 5 or 6 points, and you go, okay, it's not that big. Maybe up to 10, I don't know. So, A, B, or C seem to be the ones at hand. L, twice black move. Everybody likes C. Okay, right point, last point, is the center indeed the big area? I think so. So, let's come in. Now, key players tend to have a hard time knowing how to think about invasions. You always want to look for tools. That's what I call it, is tools. For instance, here's a tool. It's a sensei technique. Black has a weakness here. Now, I don't see this as very beneficial, but that's a tool. Here's another tool. This is a weak area, something that you can work with, but the latter's no good. And then this is a tool because, see how you can wrap around on either side of this black stone? That's a very useful thing to be able to do. if we went away one more, then that wraparound is not very powerful at all. Black can fight back. So that's why we come just a little bit closer. Okay, black to play. L 13. M12, same idea. J12, a little different idea. H13, same idea as C. Okay, so these are the two ideas. Either we wrap on the inside or we wrap on the outside. Personally, I'm into music, so I rap anytime I can. D is just too vague of a move. D is just passive, it's cuttable, it's not pressuring much. So let's remove D. Why not H15? H15. Followed by this. Good thinking. That's a good way. So a leaning attack. Finistrat's betting on black. But since I get to put both colors down, I get to choose who wins. So I'll prove them wrong. So please think about this forcing move. And then surround. Do you notice how white still has some pretty easy ways to get out? It seems to be lacking real power. And we just fixed white's top area. So the attack on white's lone stone is a bit unsure. And to hand over that top area, let's look at it a different way. Let's say we go this way. Now from here, check this out. White split in two now. Very nasty. Because black got some outside to work with. So I think if we just bide our time and do one thing at a time, we need to notice the top white area is really, sure, the center's hurt, but if you want the center, better play around here. Well, we're at the attack, right? 4%. And we're getting such good things with it. Yeah. This is working out very nicely. And black can still, anytime you want, come back and take most of the center. Why not draw back instead of H14? Why not draw back instead of H12? Oh, because we want to make a wall so that white can't run out. J. And this is just what was black. So, we're actually over here. And we're voting for A, B, or C. And it seems as though D should be on the voting block. These seem to be the only moves to think about. Oh, by all means, Osiris. Sometimes it's best to contact the weak spell. Every rule gets broken. Why not H14? Yeah, H14, I prefer it to D. I don't like D at all. Helps quite too much. Right, H14 is a deep forcing. But it's just too soon. Okay, so we're getting a lot of C's, so we'll go in that direction. White has to get out, not much choice there. I'm going to get out this way. Why can you go H16? Sorry, I couldn't catch that one. L11. Okay. I think White would answer H16, of course White would, with J, something like that, yeah. Okay. Too many things there to answer, so let me show you how to think about this. White's made a change here. And Black needs to decide what he can attack. And almost out of time, so I'm going to show you a little variation here. Let's start with this and this. So here's a basic flow. But now, White's really hurt. Yeah, shapes with a nice move. So we built a new black wall to chase a different white group. This is actually very hard to see. It all starts up here. And we have to notice that White has three weak groups. Top, left, and center. So White's pushing kind of hard here because Black's making such a big stand. And we're due for a pretty big fight. And both players are going to really try to get some advantage here. So this is going to be a complex road to travel. The hour does go by fast, you're right. We decided on 1 hour group lessons, so they would be stretched out further and more people could benefit. But you're right, they do go by awful fast. Is it just bad for Black to play C or D? I think A and D are just bad. They're very passive. D and C are both aggressive, both doing positive things. Yeah, I think those are the ones to look at. C really creates a lot of things, very forcing. So it gets tough from here. We start having a pretty serious game. Okay, hour's about up. I want to remind everybody that if you have ideas, suggestions, things you want to cover in these lectures, anything like that, send it to me at, I'll type it in here. As soon as I do that. Mm-hmm. There's the email address. Don't send money to that. Send information to that. Anyone who wants to support the lectures, send PayPal to, you have my, you can see it in my invitation. No one won. We're in the middle of a complex fight. Last we counted, Black's a little bit ahead. That's why White's playing a bit aggressive. And that's the standard way of knowing how aggressive to be. So White's a bit out on the limb here. People are sending money. I'm getting anything from $100 donations to $1 donations. The proper amount works out to about $1 per person per lecture. Of course, those responsible people tend to pay that, and the unresponsible ones, I don't mean to talk about anyone in a bad way, but we all have that tendency to not pay sometimes. We'll see if the lectures are self-sustaining. The original donation was enough for we're getting about a solid 30 lessons out of it. And of that, we'll see what happens. Okay, thanks everybody. On demand. Okay, see you all later. Some suggestions.